What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently, Maryam Azizi, we cannot make an internet connection to her. And let me send her a quick little note that we are trying to contact her. And and there we go. We'll get that out there. And okay, there we are. All right, so the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get some phone calls coming on in here until we can get Maryam Azizi online with us. And basically, what Maryam is trying to do, she's an advocate for human rights issues in Israel, primarily issues of parenting and children. And it seems that Israel's government is as abusive of the idea of child endangerment as our own agencies are. So anyway, let's see. Apparently Planned Parenthood is launching a new propaganda campaign. It's featuring four people of faith trying to make the case that pro-life religious leaders have co-opted the faith message about abortion. Now, oh, okay, apparently we have Maryam Azizi on the line now. Maryam, are you there?
Hi. Hello, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for joining us on the air today. And first of all, for people who didn't hear your last interview on the show, just give us an overview of who you are and what you do and what you have been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Maryam Azizi. I'm a human rights journalist and writer. My focus is on Israel and the human rights or lack of them in Israel. And right now, if you remember, the last time I spoke to you, I was with a human rights activist who is now in prison for blogging. And things have exploded in Israel this year. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. We're seeing so many countries turning to tyranny and dictatorship. We've got France and Germany are talking about censoring the online community. We know there are people here in the United States who'd like to see that done despite the First Amendment. Fortunately, we just got a decision from the Supreme Court that reaffirms the principle of freedom of speech online and tells the politically correct people to take a bit of a hike. But it is a very dangerous situation when people who are out there trying to make the world better you know, are punished for it.
I don't know what you're seeing at the moment about what's going in Israel, going on in Israel, but let's start with the Yemenite children. I'm sure that news has broken America by now. Yeah?
Yeah, we ran that story just a couple of days ago.
This has been going on for a long time, and the Israelis, of course, knew all about it, and those who talked about it were, you know, derided and ignored. And I can tell you that I do know that the rabbi, Uzi Meshulam, who brought this to the attention of the Israelis, was, you know, most people believe that he didn't die by accident in transit from one jail to another. His son, who I do know, was chased out of Canada with his wife and children after a very quiet life and brought back to Israel. And he's now saying that basically this is the tip of the iceberg, what you're reading. It's not even touching, you know, a small percentage of the truth.
Okay.
And he would like to tell it, but he can't because he knows that, you know, he might not live to enjoy what he's telling. Now, the Yemenite children, Michael, is not a story that isn't still going on. Up until the 90s, they were still taking children, saying they were dead. We still have stories of that. And now it's more state-sanctioned, and sadly, the organizations like Lynn Schusterman and VITSO and all of these are still taking children, including American children. who I sent you some pictures of some emaciated, drugged, medicated children that you were talking about just before I was listening to you. They're just grabbed, they're taken on spurious claims, and then they're locked behind bars with barbed wire, and they're medicated against their will. And we have a couple of American children that could be dying in a few months if nobody helps them get out. They were just snatched from school, you know, and this is what's happening. And our bloggers, three of them, are now in prison for over 4 months for blogging this stuff. And it's likely that they're asking for dozens of years of imprisonment, if not forever. The process is, it would blow your mind if I go through what's happening with bloggers, whistleblowers, activists, investigations of ministers, arrests of ministers, or even Bibi Netanyahu. This is not an anti-Israel rant, by the way. This is because I'm trying to speak for the Israelis who have no voice outside. They're good people, very, very good people. And the Yemenite, thousands of people are in Jerusalem tonight, shouting corruption, 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 take down the government as we speak.
Well, let me back up here a little bit here. What is Israel's justification for just grabbing these kids and locking them away? Before you answer, we need to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. How does Israel justify this?
Money. I mean, it's all about money. The organization who was behind the Yemenite, which are not going to be prosecuted, is VITSO, which is the Women's International Zionist Organization. They're still doing it now. Why stop when you've got a good, you know, profit rolling? Don't think it was just the Yemenites. It was the Europeans, the Balkans. There were many, many children taken, and they are still being taken to this very day. And it's just state sanctioned because it's worth billions and billions of dollars.
Well, so I understand that's the motive, and that's very often the motive in the abuses we see with various child protective services in this country. But they have to say something, to say we are taking this child because they're not being cared for correctly,
I can give you thousands of examples. I've been doing this so long. Examples. We're taking you from school because you're not at school. We heard a rumor that you're not at school, so they take them from the school. We heard a rumor that your child cried last night, so we'll come and pick one of them. And then, you know, we'll leave you one so that you behave. And then if you don't, we'll take the second one. Or the social workers are trained. If you hear a rumor, take the children. Now, in Israel, up until recently, and it hasn't filtered through, women are allowed to lie by law. And social workers are women. And judges are women, a lot of them. So they can do and say whatever they want with impunity. So
let me back up here a second, because that's a real tough one to say. You're telling me there's actually a law in Israel that women are allowed to lie?
Yes. Up until last year, when it was repealed but not yet filtered through to the society, there's a directive in a family law, number 2.5, which men have been fighting now for, 20 years with 5,000 dead ones, because they've all killed themselves through it, which says that a woman can lie. Basically, she can say, I feel scared. I'm not sure. He looked at me in a strange way. And that's enough for a man to be locked up, criminalized, and destroyed. And, you know, those same women are social workers as well. And they can say, that child looks not so good. And it doesn't matter what the evidence says. They can override a judge. Now, there are thousands of people all over Israel every week marching against judicial corruption because there is no defense for anyone. It doesn't matter what you're not, and I can give you a line. A Supreme Court judge in the case of one of the greatest whistleblowers the world has seen, he's in the top five in the world, and he said, I'm sorry, but in Israel, the truth is not a defense. The truth is not a defense. And that is said by the Supreme Court. So where do they go? Where do these people go? And I'm going to be accused of being, you know, anti-Semitic and anti-Israel and self-hating and whatever people want to say. The truth is that Jewish people are dying in Israel. in many, many numbers, and nobody cares. The Palestinian issue is a smokescreen for what is going on behind the scenes, and it's horrific what's going on in Israel right now. You know, you just cannot believe what's happening. Now, I will put one plug in. There's a lady called Loretta Miller, who is a candidate for Florida District 15. She's a politician, would be for the Congress. She's read everything, and she's taken it on herself to speak to the Americans about it. And she's having countless death threats already, like I do.
Yeah.
And she's only been writing for a fortnight. Michael, I'm overwhelmed with a list of things to give you. These people want help, and they, you know, stop funding the corruption and fund the people directly who are trying to do the right thing. You know,
that was the next question I was going to ask. Is you're talking about billions of dollars being made by this kidnapping, judicial kidnapping of children? This is money that we, the American taxpayers, are being forced to send there.
And beyond. I mean, every child that's taken in Israel that goes into an emergency center or an institution sets off a cycle of a minimum of $5,000 profit per month. And there was a huge exposure in Israel last year of the welfare, where they actually have to meet a quota. And the quota is 10,000 children a year. And if they don't make the quota, they just have to go and fill some beds. Now, imagine $5,000 per child, and all the whistleblowers in the ministries and the government said between 50 and 80% of that quantity do not need to be removed from their families. So imagine if they could just give somebody $1,000 to live on instead of stealing their children, what a society you'd have, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're incentivizing, you know, some very destructive behavior. But it's hardly confined to Israel. You were talking about this judge who said the truth is not a factor. We heard that from the judge up in Canada when Ernst Zundel was defending himself for Holocaust denial. And the judge said, and I'm sorry, it wasn't Canada, it was Germany. And the judge said, even if everything you're saying is true, it doesn't matter. It's illegal for you to say that. And again, it's very scary. It's you talk about women are allowed to lie by law. We didn't actually have a law, but back in the 1990s, at the top of the militant feminist rape hysteria, the presumption was that any woman screaming rape at any man, she had to be telling the truth, and a lot of innocent guys went to jail for it. And it's almost like a witch hunt mentality. Again, this idea that there is this quota system which is driving all of this, it does seem like it is a major, major issue. And the problem you have with the government that is fighting exposure of its corruption is these things are allowed to perpetuate.
Listen, we have Bibi Netanyahu under investigation. He has a minister of the interior, Ari Dery, who went to prison for fraud. He came out, he got his job back. He's now under investigation with 16 other public officials. We have Chaim Katz, the welfare minister, who's, you know, allowing this to happen and said it's a car crash. His son is sitting in prison with one of my closest friends who's a human rights lawyer. He's sitting in there right now with him. He's up for corruption and bribery to get his father into the government. I could list half the ministry, and the ones who don't do it are frightened. The fear permeating through. Now, we have two Israels. We've got the beach and the happy people who are not touched, and they don't believe the others because of censorship. And then you have the half who are affected. And those people, no smoke without fire, couldn't be possible. Let me give you an example. We have a man who exposed horrendous corruption of the tax authority to the tune of 50 billion a year in shekels. 50 billion. Now, he has just gone to jail. In fact, he just got out for being overpaid $100 on his car insurance. And because he didn't pay it back immediately, it's the only thing they could get him on. So, you know, this is the problem, that he's gone to jail as one of the greatest whistleblowers recognized by the UN. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he went to jail for $100. They'll take you to jail. That we have 1.2 million people trapped in Israel. We have Americans. Barbara Streisand's cousin is trapped in Israel. They stole his daughter. Within 5 months of arriving in Israel, they took away his daughter because the neighbors heard an argument with a 14-year-old. Normal. He hasn't seen that girl for nearly 2 years. He's a criminal. He can't leave. And he's starving to death in Israel with three young children. And he can't, he's not a human being there. He's American. We have Americans trapped in Israel like you wouldn't believe. And will the American embassy help? No. Because the warning says, don't go to Israel. It's all over your page.
Yep.
So all these Americans come thinking, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to live in the land of my dreams. And they get here and they find out that it's a complete nightmare. And the embassy don't help. The newspapers don't care. And the Zionists, with due respect to the misnaming of what Zionists are these days, are saying, you must really hate Israel. You must hate Marianne. You want to destroy the state. No, we want to rebuild the country into something that everyone should live in. Why should these Israelis die for a dream? Why should they die for somebody else's religious belief? You know, and this is what they're you know, crying out to be helped. And they, you know, so that's why I'm here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And the phone lines are going to be open if anybody wants to call on in, 800-313-9443. You remember the ringworm affair, right?
I do.
Israel did, and this was apparently between 1948 and 1960. Sephardic Jewish children were supposedly being treated for ringworm with intense radiation
yes.
treatments to their heads, to their brains, which of course led to all kinds of cancers and other situations. And it's horrific to think about. And we've seen atrocities like this in our own country, like the Tuskegee syphilis experiment and so forth. We have a caller from Wisconsin. Chris, aloha. Do you have a question for our guest? Chris, are
Hello?
You there?
Yeah,
you're on
I'm
the air.
Here. Yeah.
You're on the air.
I know you're talking about Israel right now. I can call back tomorrow if you want, but my question to you, Mike, is... This the new health care bill that's coming to the Senate next week. Did you know that it plans to cut $800 billion in Medicaid over the next 10 years and $70 billion in Social Security disability over the next
yes.
10 years? That's part of the health care plan.
Yep.
Okay. I know you've been an advocate for Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid.
I wouldn't describe myself as an advocate. I just want the system to work as promised. My concerns with Social Security is that starting with President Bill Clinton, the cash buildup for the baby boomers has been spent on other things, and that's why we have a crisis where retiring baby boomers just aren't going to get what they should be getting. And that money in the Social Security Trust Fund, it does not belong to the government. It belongs to the American worker. But again, our government is just as corrupted as the one we're seeing on display in Israel, and we keep seeing this. And we're going. It's time to get angry about all this stuff.
Yeah, I have to be honest. You know, I am on Social Security disability, and Medicare and Medicaid are my benefits. But I guess my thing is you know, Obamacare is a disaster. We all know that, you know.
Yes.
But this, I don't see this new health plan doing anything to help the people either. You know, I mean, so it's they really don't care about health care in this country or Social Security or
no. It was just a get rich quick scheme for the health insurance corporations, who are very generous campaign donors. That's what it's all about. It's, we've gone totally fascist in the economic sense. Corporations and government are working together to plunder the people of every last penny they can get. All right, Chris, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go. We need to take a break for commercials for 3 minutes, and then we'll be back with Marianne Azizi and what's going on over in Israel.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Maryam Azizi, who is a human rights author, researcher, activist. And Maryam, listening to your description about what's going on with this economically driven grabbing of children reminds me of the idea of a complex. And, of course, Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial complex, fearing that once it had so much money flowing through it, it would spin out of control, and nobody on the inside would want to change it because they were all profiting from it. And, of course, we know that that idea of a complex applies equally to other areas, the medical-industrial complex, the security-industrial complex, and so forth. But basically what it comes down to is this is a racket that they're running to make money, and it is costing these children.
Listen, let's just go back a bit. You know that I wrote a book because I tried to rescue my own partner, my own husband, years ago, and I couldn't save him. He was captured by the lies that women could tell. He tried to kill himself at the time, and I wrote a book about it. Moving on from what happened to me, I suddenly, over the years, I realized he wasn't the only one. But back then, it really was something you didn't talk about. You couldn't, even Israelis couldn't criticize. Because every 2 years, Netanyahu does a nice little war to keep people quiet and keep them, you know, all in place. Now, there's no war right now because basically he can't make a war. So now the social ills are coming up, and the social ills are huge. The Ethiopians are suffering what the Yemenites have suffered. And I was in the middle of that protest with firecrackers and danger and horses. I've got it all videoed with 20,000 of them. And the Israelis were jealous because they wanted to do it, because they're too afraid to do it. We move on to the corruption of the tax authority, which is right to the top and right to the bottom. And people, you know, being arrested, their arms broken. Rafi Rotem, I'll name him because I know Israelis are listening, is one of the heroes of the country. He is really, really, really big with Shuki Mishol. And these people are going and being harassed every single day for telling the truth. Then you move to the fathers' rights, where they really don't have any, because in Israel, a man is 100% responsible for everything. So the judge will say, sell a kidney, just go and sell a kidney. So now the fathers are doing a tour, even in Europe, where they're called the Orange Dads, and they're all in orange jail suits with handcuffs, standing silently, you know, because they are absolutely broken. Men who were millionaires are on the street homeless. They're not allowed to see their children from day one. Fathers are useless, as you know, in America. Then we take the no exit order, which is the only country in the world that actually prevents people from leaving. You just get one put on you like fries with a burger, and there's a million people who are trapped there, and they take your driving license if you're a bus driver or a taxi driver, and your bill of $200 goes to $200,000. Now, all these things that are happening, the Israelis are suing in America. They're going to America to sue, and there's a lot of lawsuits going on in the States from Israel. So how can these people be anti-Semitic when half the country is trying to sue and the other half don't know anything? How can we be anti-Semitic if all they want is their family, their children, a job and a holiday? What is it that this man is doing to kill? These people are being murdered. There's no other way to say it. They are being murdered.
Well, unfortunately, people in positions of power and wealth and authority, we know that those positions attract the sociopathic personality. And people who think like that, the suffering they cause to other people, is they can't see it. They literally do not have the capacity to see the suffering that they're causing to others. It's just, it's an opportunity to make money. We're going to make money, and we've got to shovel this around, and that's just the way it's going to be until finally the people just have enough of it. We need to take another commercial break. When we come on back, we've got four people waiting on the line with questions for you. So okay. We'll be right back after 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Maryam Azizi, a human rights author, researcher, activist, and we're going to take some phone calls. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Al in Canada, are you there? Okay, let's move on to Robert in Missouri. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I'd like everybody to listen to your tape today for the first 2 hours and think of how you blamed everybody in the world but the Jews who are responsible for all the things you mentioned. And now you're going to Israel and you're saying, oh, the same government is in our government, as if, you know, we're all the people that are doing this, right? You know, it's not the Jews in our government.
You okay,
know,
this
is critical.
Hang on.
I have to answer this.
Okay, go ahead and answer it.
I'm going to answer this by saying that the people are not their government in Israel any more than the people are their government anywhere. The Jewish people inside Israel, inside, are living in poverty. 40% are living in poverty. They are fighting for a civil society, for human rights. They're dragged into wars they don't want to be in. And they're demonized when their government is raping them day by day on every single level. So when people say the Jews, you need to look inside America for who the Jews are that are doing all of this stuff. Because I know Israel very well. I've known it for 30 years. And these Jews are not the people that are doing these criminal acts.
Yeah, as a matter of policy on this show, we will talk about the actions of governments or individuals within governments, but we don't paint a blanket brush saying the Jews this or the blacks this or the Hispanics this. That's just a rule of the show. Robert, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Tom in Utah. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I appreciate you having this lady on. I'm quite familiar with the problem. I have been in the process of restoring families through turning cases over in the medical, in the courts relative to medical claims. I had a mother, an Israeli mother, Ayala Kaufman, living in Chicago, who called me. She had two children, two girls removed from her. And she and I actually had an appointment with Senator Barack Obama. And when we went to D.C. to sit with him, he refused to even talk to us. So I started working with the CCHR people and the advocates in Israel. We found, that's when I found out that what this dear lady is explaining is exactly fact. Criminal activity of the Child Protective Services in Israel is as vile as it is here. But beyond that, what I wanted to ask this lady is, have you had any opportunity to react or interact with Carol Keaton Strayhorn, the comptroller of Texas, who was asked to investigate Child Protective Services in Texas, and she was appalled when she found out the amount of money that is turned over, you know, in that process, and the children literally disappearing.
They are disappearing.
She wrote a book called... She wrote a book called Forgotten Children, and if you can, you can call me, I can get you in contact with Carol Keaton Strayhorn, or you can do that through Senator Orrin Hatch as well. But this problem in Israel, I am totally familiar with, and it's an abomination just like it is here.
Thank you. You know, the abomination, you're absolutely right. There are a few little differences between the two, because remember, I know a lot of Americans in Israel. Number one is you have open courts, which doesn't mean it's any better, but in Israel it's closed courts, and that means that it's a crime for anybody to talk about what happened to them in family courts at all. I have a father who was threatened to be murdered inside the court by a lawyer. And when he published it, he's now facing a criminal prosecution. Children in Israel are not allowed to be photographed by their own parents, but the organizations outside, like SOS Villages, are allowed to use those children to advertise for billions of dollars. And what you don't have in America is the no exit order, which is you cannot leave the country. People are trapped. There are 20% of people trapped in Israel who would give their right arm to leave. Talking of people with no right arm, today the disabled people, who really do know how to stop the country, chained themselves to the entrance of Ben Gurion Airport and wouldn't let anybody in. If you saw the videos I saw before this show where the police attacked people who were disabled in wheelchairs and they're beating them up, they're beating pensioners, they're putting them in hospital, they're breaking arms, they're beating the hell out of them, and these are people who are just standing in the streets singing or sitting in wheelchairs, and they get no medical attention once they've been arrested. And a martial law was declared in one city for five pensioners. You know, I mean, what kind of country are we talking about the size of New Jersey, you know? Sorry, but Israel's got to change, you know? It really has to change.
By the way, so does the United States, by the way. Do you have something else, Tom?
Yeah, by the way, the conditions of the courts...
Go ahead, Tom.
Sorry, the condition of the courts in Illinois is exactly like that in Israel. In other words, when you get into child protective court or into family court, you're not allowed to even speak or publish anything. In fact, I did that since I was in another state. I began to publish her story, and I was threatened. And sadly, these girls have gone through, two beautiful girls, Israeli girls, have gone through no less than 6 abortions apiece since they've been in the state custody.
Correct.
This very very assertive mother. I tell her she has lots of chutzpah. She's been able, even though her parental rights were terminated, she's been able to access medical records, and she found out that her daughters have gone through 6 abortions apiece.
Absolutely right. I forgot to mention that I represent a civil society that goes to Geneva, but the Israeli state, the system, just decided to put them all the members of my civil society in prison to dry up my sources and stop me from speaking. And those people are likely to serve, if the rumors are true, life imprisonment for blogging. Are you serious? Life imprisonment for blogging? I watched Stephen Colbert. I watched Seth Meyers. These people are persecuting Donald Trump every day with no arrest whatsoever. You know, it is a worry. You're right, Tom, and talk to me afterwards, because our civil society won't die. We will carry on, and I will be back in Geneva again. I promise I will definitely be back in Geneva on all these issues.
All right, well,
Tom, please go ahead. Can you get her my contact information, because this case with Ayala Kaufman is still one I've been trying to get some resolution. Anyway, go to familyversusstate.org or .com. And my phone number is on there.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Or I can give it to you right now if that's please. Okay, Mike.
No, please. No, don't do that over the air. It invites harassment.
Yeah.
Anyway, my contact is on familyversusstate.com or .org.
Okay, I don't get familyversusstate.com. I'm going to try .org. A.org. And, okay, looks like I'm, I'm not able to find. Oh, I misspelled it. All right, I will hunt that down, and we'll get the number over to Miriam. I'll email it to her along with the link. Tom, thank you very much for the phone call. And before we go to another phone call, you're mentioning all these children who simply seem to disappear, and there's a very obvious question to ask, especially in light of the comment made by the judge saying you're responsible, sell a kidney or something. We know that Israel is a major trafficker on the organ traffic, and not all of it is above board and in compliance with international norms. I know they busted this rabbi in New York about a year ago. Basically taking part in organ trafficking. How many of these kids are being disappeared in order to feed raw material into that traffic? Is there any way of estimating, guessing what it might be?
I'm scared to answer that, because there are no official numbers ever given, ever. The Freedom of Information Act is a joke. In fact, I know people who've been arrested for asking for freedom of information. If the Yemenites, please don't think 1,000 children were taken from the news that you're reading. There are thousands more children that were taken than 1,000. Most of them were harvested. You can see 42 hearts they're talking about. Way more than that. Way more. I won't go into the Palestinian territory on organs, because that's other people's stuff. But children do disappear into the system. They do put them on Ritalin, by the way, at the age of 3. And the education minister has advertised on TV, if you're not on Ritalin by the age of 3, there's something wrong with you. They put them on Respadil, and then they start to pump in 15, 20 psychotic drugs into these children way under the age of 10.
And boy, that is insane. Yeah. And again, it's all because it's the money. We drug the kids and we charge
We have to put one little plea out, Michael. I've got to put a plea out for one father. He's American born. His children were born in America. They were taken from him. They were divided the moment the boy of 13 cottoned on to the problem. The girl ran away 40 times. So what did they do? They locked her in a mental institution, tied her to a bed, and forced fed her through her veins intravenously and through tubes. They force fed her drugs until at the age now she doesn't know that she has a father. She forgot that she was raised in America. She doesn't know she has a father, but she's been fed information. Your father raped you. Can you believe this? Your father raped. So she says, I think they tell me that I had a dad once and he did these things to me. Only months ago, she was running away. The boy is half the weight that he used to be. He's an absolutely emaciated person. We don't know what disease they've put into him or whether he's got it naturally, but he now has diseases he was inoculated by. And I've sent you the information, and he said, I will die for my sister. And he's 13. Why should he go through this at 13? Why should he be locked behind barbed wire and bars just for money?
They've just become property. Yeah, it's a racket. It's a racket. All right, let's take some phone calls. We're coming up to the end of the show here. Keith in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I don't know if you have a break coming up right now, but yeah, I was just going to say, you know, on my show on Sunday, I always try to show demographics about how people around the world are all the same. And this is no different. You have the IDF soldiers who defect, was it 7,000 a year? Mm-hmm. You have the U.S. military that are sitting there promoting their videos on YouTube of they won't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. The problem is governments.
Yes.
They continually vet us against one another. And I mean, this is what the real issue is. And as long as we're fighting with one another, we don't see the corruption behind it. And the systemic rot that we see around the world is because these governments, look at the people that are voting for their, whether it's the Democratic Party or Republican, they want the same form of lifestyle that they want in the same form of government. And that's why you see the corruption today.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, great show, Mike. I just wanted to put that in there. That, you know, again, like I say, we're all the same. It's just that they have to keep us fighting with one another. And until we realize that society starts by looking at yourself in the mirror every morning. If you want change in the world, you have to be it, you know.
You have to be the change.
Well, we need to honestly assess the behavior of all of these governments, and maybe in the age before the internet and the independent media, these governments were just as corrupt and they were still doing all of this stuff, but we never saw it. And the difference is now we are seeing it. We can't pretend that we don't know what's going on. And yeah, we do have to do something about it, especially when innocents are being harmed like this.
Who is paying for you, Michael? Who is paying for you? The difference between Israel and every other country in the world is every other country in the world is funding the murder of people inside Israel. Israel doesn't fund anyone else per se. They control the media of everyone else to stop people knowing. Mm-hmm. But you are paying for the murder of people in Israel. You are paying for the corruption in Israel, which is unique. And the Israelis feel to me like the people in the corner of Libya who went on Al Jazeera and said, please rescue me. And every time they ask for rescue, they get arrested. And I'm sadly, well, with another candidate for the Republicans, Loretta Miller, are the only two people that are prepared to risk. I'm prepared to die for the people there, because I actually think they're pretty good people, you know.
Mm.
I do. They can save the Palestinians as well. They can save the Palestinians because, you know, the Palestinians and the Israelis have been arrested by the same cops.
Okay,
Mike,
well,
I'm gonna add,
go ahead.
Yeah, you remember there's a video on YouTube. It's something about the Ethiopian Jews that were brought to Israel and all the medical experiments and stuff done on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is no different than, like I say, here in the United States with Gitmo or Guantanamo. It's the governments that are allowed to do this, and the people do nothing. They just allow it. It's kind of like George Bush saying, you're either with us or against us.
The Israelis are too frightened. The fear in Israel of those that know about it is absolutely palpable. They just don't know how to protest. They don't know how to stand together. And when they do, the police back off. But when they don't, the police beat them up. Mm. It's a military state. It's not, you know, this is not, the government are too busy getting their escape money. And that's the truth. And I'm not against it. You're going to get so many comments here. But I am not against Israel. They can exist all day long. But please don't kill the Israelis who want to live there, who were born there. This is not fair on them, you know?
No, it really isn't. And it does seem like the situation is out of control. And again, over long years of being able to get away with this stuff, the system has become petrified or ossified, for lack of a better word, and it's going to take a major upset for change to occur. That's why I keep telling people here in the United States, don't think about a civil war, don't think about a revolution, just sit back and stay calm, because sooner or later this corrupted system is going to tear itself apart, and we need to be ready to decide what the next government will be and bring them on in. Okay, so anything else?
I'd like to just add, Mike,
I appreciate it.
Oh, sorry. You are so good. Thank you for calling in.
We have to take a commercial break, and then we got one more call after these words from our sponsors, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call. Ramsey in Canada, do you have something quick for our guest?
Hello, sir.
Hello, you're on the air.
Excuse me, sir, I just want to tell you something about your guest. Your guest stated in the picture that all the people in Israel are like wonderful angels. You see, sir, that's not true. You see, sir, the government is one thing and the people are another thing. I agree with that. But the thing is, sir, if you look at the record of the people, they support the occupation. They supported the bombing of Gaza. They supported the bombing of Lebanon.
Well, hang on. That's what the media tells us. We don't know that it's true. We know that the U.S. media, when they're reporting to foreign countries, they're telling all of them that the American people are behind what's going on in Syria. They were behind going into Iraq and so forth and so on. We have to be very careful what we think we know is happening. What we think we know is happening on the ground in other countries, because their media is just as deceptive as ours. Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you for the phone call, Ramsey. And Maryam, we have about another 3 minutes left to go. What do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, what he just said, you know, is nonsense. I will tell you that, simply because of the brainwashing of the Israelis as well. I need to make a statement here. We have three bloggers in jail. No evidence has been given to them. Some of them have to buy evidence. They've been languishing for 120 days, mentally tortured by the state. They're expected to serve life. Moti Label was with me on the show with you. Laurie Shemtov's Vizier, who's a gay human rights lawyer. I don't know what they're doing to these people. And I'm saying to you, what a blogger in America is going to serve life imprisonment for criticizing your president? Give me a break. These people who are criticizing are going to jail. Please stop funding the organizations and start to fund the people who really are on the ground and know what they're doing. And I know all the people on the ground who are straight as a die. And if anybody wants to turn their money across, please do it, because we've got to save some lives here. These people are trapped in Israel with no way out and no one to talk to. So, yeah, the guy says they funded and they care. No, I know millions of Arabs who want to help. Lots of Israelis don't talk politics. It's all about, you know, politics is not on the agenda for half of the Israelis. They can't get through the day, for God's sake, you know?
Do you have a website?
No, it's been hacked and taken down. I have a Facebook page right now. I've been hacked and destroyed every time I go on anything. I'm bound to get taken down. But you can find me on Facebook. You can find me anywhere. Just Google my name. There's always somewhere to contact me. And I'm saying to you, fundraising, stop it. Stop. Every dollar kills an Israeli child or an Israeli man or an Israeli woman. Stop it. You know, please give it to the right places. We've got an American candidate who's had 3 death threats and is now wanted in Israel. And she's trying to fight for the people. What, today I'm very passionate. You caught me on a passionate day. And I'm
sitting very, very much so.
Sorry about that, Michael.
Yeah, that's okay. Anyway, there's the music. We're out of time. Maryam, we're going to have you back on real soon and follow up on some of this stuff, because obviously we didn't have enough time to do the subject justice. So thank you very much for the phone call. We got to head on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on Republic Broadcasting. Please share what you learned here today with everybody that you know. And judging by the email, a lot of people were very impressed with our guest here today. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health.
I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.